Hey, it's Hypnotize Radio. Today we've got Josh, myself, Farouk, and we're joined by special guest Habiba. And she's got a little show planned out for us as well, so look forward to that.
Right, so Habiba, take us into the show, man.
Hey guys, hi, I'm Habiba, and today I want to be talking about misogyny in the hip-hop culture because as a woman, now that I've got older, it's very prominent to me anyway. So my question to you is, has misogyny got worse?
I don't know. I feel like it's just always been there, but we've gotten better at like seeing it as a society. Like back then, I think like in early 90s, like misogyny wasn't really a thing that
I
was talked about.
The thing I was going to say about that is like, as hip hop has come to the mainstream, it's now been subjected to the political correctness of the world.
Yeah.
Like back then, it was more like hip hop was underground and hip hop was just an underground scene. So there wasn't really like a PC police or anything. Like what you said wasn't necessarily going to check you. It wasn't going to affect how you eat. It wasn't going to affect who you're with.
Yeah.
You hear stories like Tyler the Creator, etc., getting dropped from sponsorship deals because of things they're saying.
Yeah.
So I definitely feel in a way misogyny maybe hasn't gotten better, but in terms of the main rappers, it's dying down.
I feel like sometimes the bigger you are as a rapper, the more misogyny there is in your songs.
Oh really?
Because when I listen to Kendrick, maybe it's because I love him that I kind of ignore his misogynistic lyrics, but maybe it's because he doesn't just talk about women, but like I'd say the bigger rappers are more misogynistic than the smaller ones. And maybe that's because they have a wide audience.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
I can definitely see what you're saying in terms of like undertones. So yeah, in undertone there's definitely going to be like ASAP Rocky, off the top of my head I can think of probably French Montana. A lot of rappers are quite big and undertone of their lyrics are always quite misogynistic.
Yeah.
Like how they see women. But there's nothing in their lyrics that are quite outright like some of the ones you just dropped, like some of those 15 that you just mentioned. Like you don't gonna hear a French Montana song on the radio where he's saying, I'm gonna get my 10 brothers to.
Yeah, that's a bit extreme.
Like that can't happen no more.
It's even like the use of the B word in hip hop is just normal.
Yeah, I think it's going out of hand because some women have tried to claim the word as a positive, like, oh yeah, I'm a bad B. Even like the top rappers in the game, like Nicki Minaj, oh I'm a bad B. Azealia Banks, I'm a bad B. Even Beyonce,
I mean, there was a song, I'm a boss ass. So I mean, and that was all about supposedly an empowerment of women and that word. But I suppose that word can come into, in some ways I'm going to draw some similarities in some ways with like the N-word.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I was going to say.
It's like a reclaim, people trying to reclaim it.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
you can't.
There's certain people that still can't be saying that, and it still shouldn't be okay that you have male rappers running around saying, I got B's in different area codes or whatever it is.
So I was reading a post today on the Huffington Post, and it was basically talking about the elephant in the room when we discuss misogyny in hip hop. So this woman's argument was basically that the sexism we see in hip hop music is a reflection of the sexism that we see in society. So I guess the argument is misogyny always going to be in hip hop then if there's misogyny in society?
Well, I mean, misogyny, hip hop in a way is always going to have to reflect society, like otherwise any art form that doesn't will be dead. So people have to listen to it, therefore it has to reflect society in some sense. But in terms of, is the misogyny in hip hop the exact same misogyny we see in society?
Exactly.
I don't think that's actually the case.
I think it's a bit worse, but it doesn't have to reflect the misogyny that's in society. It can, like, hip hop can actually be the change that's needed in society. Same way hip hop is like often the change needed in terms of fighting racism in society. Like when people go on marches against like Black Lives Matter movements, they're singing Kendrick Lamar songs, we're gonna be alright.
Yeah.
And if certain artists take it to recruit heart and fight misogyny as well in their lyrics, I feel like hip hop can get to a better place than in terms of misogyny than society, and maybe help bring change.
I hear you, but I feel like there's support for that racial argument. Like, people, the listeners are like, yeah, we feel that. But I don't really hear any rappers talking about misogyny in hip-hop, and I don't feel like the support would be there. I mean, it might come from maybe women, but I feel like, especially with guys, it's kind of like,
it's a bit soft, isn't it?
Like, what is this guy talking about?
Yeah. But I don't think it's fair to say that if, because there's misogyny in society, there has to be misogyny in music and in hip-hop in general, because if white people started making songs about how they're superior to black people, that wouldn't run. So just because it's there in society doesn't mean it has to be there in hip-hop. I think it's just because it sells that it's gonna be there.
I also feel like it's a part of how, would you call it, hip-hop crossover from the underground to mainstream.
Really?
Like, because when the studios and labels got involved, they realised that, oh, the misogynistic, or oh, I've got H words, I've got B words, all this stuff, that's what sold more than like the conscious and all the heavy hitting messages and the things that the people actually needed to hear.
So would you say that hip hop relates or contributes to rape culture?
I feel like hip hop sometimes takes from rape culture. Like, even the song that you just heard, Tip Drill, had to Urban Dictionary it for once long. But like, a tip drill, basically the woman that like gets like is involved in when people run the train.
Best thing to do is for you guys to
like just Google that. I'm not gonna explain that on air. But that's like, that's taken from probably gang culture. That's probably like the only like thing I can think of, like group of people that would actually do something like that. And that's not a really something that you should be like proud of, or like singing the song and stuff.
In terms of actual, because talking about rape culture is always something that's going to be very difficult, and actually being able to assess what contributes to rape culture, like, I don't know if we have that place that we can say. But from,
it's just little words like even in Problems by A$AP Rocky and Kendrick, you know, when Kendrick's like, girl, I know you want this, people see that as contributing to rape culture. Because
I can see that, like, so maybe you're in a club and you, like, that, like, you're a bit drunk and you've got that mentality, like, oh yeah, no, she wants it. Like,
no.
Yeah, definitely. I think when that part of the song comes up, the way guys react and everyone's screaming about it, like, I know you want this.
I
guess that, see, those are all things that happen subconsciously that I've never noticed. So this, right this moment, that could be taken in that
boys
way.
Boys don't notice it because it doesn't affect you indirectly, but it affects girls directly.
Yeah,
like, even when girls get chirps on the road and boys are like, oh, I know you want me. No, you don't.
What I want to talk about just quickly, in case you haven't been listening,
this is Hypnotize Radio. We've been talking all day about misogyny in hip hop. Right now, all we're going to do is let that sit with you. And if you have any comments on the issues, obviously hit us up on our Twitter, our Facebook, our social media. It's the same as always, it's Hypnotize, H-I-P. N-O-T-T-I-S-E. So we're always looking for interaction. We have a lot coming up in terms of the society. We had a really successful event on Sunday with the DJing event. We had DJ Reaper, DJ Scott Free, DJ Capital, I forget the last DJ's name, but
it's good though.
Yeah, all three were really good. We actually got a lot of different knowledge and skills into the actual going in and out of being a DJ. In terms of what's coming up as well, we've got a social on this Thursday. That's at Lace House, and that's going to be Sourdough. It's £5 a ticket. Once again, hit us up on social media. Check the pages. All information is always on there. Keep up to date. And then, obviously, we have our radio going on alongside. We have our blog going on alongside. We're going to have a dance show or dance class coming up, and so watch out for that space. So there's a lot obviously still happening in terms of Hypnotize and the actual society as a whole.
Anyhow,